From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today's senators tried to reconcile the privacy of consumers with the protection of intellectual property. Recording industry officials told a Senate committee they have the right to subpoena internet service providers for the names of people who share copyrighted music. The providers told senators their customers have a right to privacy. The hearing of the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation follows 261 lawsuits filed by the record industry. They're suing computer users for making hundreds of songs available for downloading. The suits have frightened some, but Joel Rose of member station WHYY spoke with two families who both say they plan to keep on downloading.
Terrence Fitzgerald of Mansfield, Massachusetts, was in a business meeting when he found out he'd been sued by Arista Records. Fitzgerald says his two daughters used the file-sharing program Kazaa and had about 500 songs on their computer. But because the family's internet account is in Daddy's name, Terrence Fitzgerald is the one facing charges. He suspects his story is not unique.
If they actually called into court the people who were actually downloading the music, you would have an age of anywhere from 11 years old to 25 years old, and the parents would be standing behind them.
Fitzgerald says he'll make sure his own children stop file sharing. But if the record industry's idea is to scare other parents into doing the same, he doesn't think it's working.
I've talked to a lot of people around me whose kids continue to download. They've got thousands of songs they've downloaded. I think it'll probably reduce it a little bit, but if nothing else, I think it's going to be a PR hit for the music industry.
In other words, says Fitzgerald, the lawsuits aren't generating much sympathy for the record labels. The lawsuits certainly didn't make Melanie think fondly of the record industry. She's a mother of three in Bala Cynwyd, just outside Philadelphia. Melanie, who did not want to use her last name, says the lawsuits are more annoying than scary.
There seems to be something really extreme about making examples of kids this way.
Melanie says she has no plans to stop her 16-year-old son, Elliot, from file sharing.
No, because I think that Elliot is behaving in a very normal way for a teenager in this generation. If he were downloading hundreds and hundreds of songs a week and burning CDs and selling them, yes, because I think that that's inappropriate. But for his personal use, no.
Melanie says she has a bigger problem with the amount of time Elliot spends using Instant Messenger to talk to his friends. Elliot agrees that it's wrong to burn CDs at home and then sell them, but he doesn't think the lawsuits are going to stop him or his friends from file sharing.
I would say I download a song once a week. I have friends that download songs every day. To my whole generation, it's just something we do.
That's definitely the case for Evan, a 15-year-old high school sophomore from South Philadelphia. His desktop computer is set up in the corner of his bedroom.
I'll download music out of Kazaa. I have a cable modem, so it's pretty much always hooked up, and it'll go into this playlist here, and then I transfer them into files to the computer.
Evan says he has 791 songs on his computer and counting.
The last thing I downloaded 2 days ago, Justin Timberlake.
Like Elliot, Evan says he'll keep on downloading. But like everyone I talked to, Evan and his mother, Crystal, were wary enough of the recording industry that they did not want to use their last names. Crystal says she'll continue to let Evan download whatever he wants, as long as it's only for personal use. She says they've set up Evan's computer so that their files aren't available for sharing with others. And she thinks the major record labels don't understand what they're up against, because her son's generation is already used to getting its music online.
It is a new lifestyle. The computer's sort of at the center of, you know, they're doing homework on Instant Messenger, listening to music. What the record industry is fighting is the whole new lifestyle of how a generation listens to music. And they're not going to win.
Crystal says if she were to be sued by a record label, she would probably tell Evan not to download anymore. But she doesn't think she could stop him altogether. Most of his friends have access to broadband internet connections at home or at school. Evan agrees he could easily find somewhere else to download music. And that's basically the story of file sharing over the last few years. When the major record labels sued Napster 3 years ago, internet users moved quickly to embrace Kazaa and other peer-to-peer networks. Evan doesn't think these networks will be around forever, but he believes file sharing is here to stay.
I figure at some point Kazaa will be shut down, something new will come up, I'll use that. That gets shut down, and I'll just keep going, keep moving along whatever's available.
Both Evan and his mom say they have more pressing things to worry about than being sued by the record industry. He turned 16 in a few weeks, and they have yet to decide when he'll get to use the car. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.